Good afternoon, everybody up there in Area Land. Welcome to my show, The Church of the Soul's Evolution. This is the Reverend Blake Ruby. I hope you're doing all right on this fine, wonderful Saturday afternoon. Here in San Antonio, it is beautiful. The trees behind my backyard, I think, just about have their full complement of bright green leaves. It's all green now, whereas just a couple of weeks ago, it was still kind of brown. It's amazing how that happens. It seems so quickly, but time is what it is, and it's all right. You know, some people think time goes fast. I think it goes the same speed. It's just that it seems like it flies sometimes. It seems that way, but and there really is no yesterday. There's no tomorrow. There's only right now. And the revolution of our planet around the sun and its rotation on its axis. That is what time is all about. We can give it seconds, call it seconds or minutes, hours, days, whatever. But there really is only right now, my friends. Right now. I was thinking about talking in regard to the Bible. Now, religion, don't get me wrong, is a good thing. Even though there's so many different religions, right? Christianity, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist. So, who is right and who is wrong? You know, obviously there's a lot of major differences between them, right? But I think they're all good in as much as God loves churches. Because it's like better than people that don't believe in God and do nothing. However, I think that we should be worshiping something bigger than that, than religion. Let me just say something about the Bible. Back in those days when they wrote the Bible, okay, were you on the same sheet of music? They wrote the Bible all those years ago, right? Did you know that when they wrote the Bible, they thought the world was flat. And they thought that the world was at the center of the universe. What did they say in Genesis? That the universe was created in 7 days? Okay, make a solar system? Over 100,000 years. And they could have said that. They knew what a year was back then. People say, they tell me, oh, they meant this, they meant no. That's what they put. They wrote that in their words. Those were their words. They knew what years meant back then. But I'm not trying to trash the Bible. And there's a lot of good in the Bible. It's an account of divine intervention like no other book in the world talks about. And I want to talk about something even greater than that. My friends, it's time to graduate from the first grade into the second grade because learning never stops. And it's time we really, all of us, started to get in touch with the creator of the universe. Who's out there? But there's something above them that you can worship directly as a child. Both male and female. Dominated societies. And then there are those civilizations most advanced where the men and the women are equal and the intellect is equal. The differences in physicality, you know, is taken for granted. main thing is that they're equal. They are equal. They stand side by side, and they're both capable of doing everything the other can do. Great, original, creative, the universe is out there. Everything that we look at today, everything in my backyard behind it, was created by the Supreme Creator. Everything was put into effect by the Supreme Creator. Nothing would exist if it wasn't for the Creator of the universe. Trees, mountains, valleys, rivers, water, earth, fire, the sun, all the suns out there is nothing. Nothing would exist if it wasn't for the Creator of the universe. So why don't we worship the Creator of the universe more? I hear all these prayers, people who I worship with at church, they're always talking about, they open up their prayers, Father God, God, can you do this? God, God this, Father God, never Mother God. They're entitled to their opinion. But I wouldn't want to get to heaven if I was them and find out, hey, there is a Mother God all the time. You were wrong. Well, that would be, even in heaven, in our spirit and soul, we do have that ego where we know when we were wrong. So, you know, there's only one thing to do is go back again and keep trying to learn while you're in the physical universe. You know, our spirits and souls are born into planets like this one, born into a planet. How about that? I like that. And there's so many other planets out there. Even a fifth grader would know they're discovering planets every day. There's over 5,000 they've discovered with the Kepler and James Webb Space Telescope. So now it's a no-brainer. The universe is full of planets. They're discovering more and more each day. And what does that mean? It means that there's other Earth-like planets out there, a lot of them. But more than the Creator of the universe who initiated it all with the Big Bang. There might be there. The power is omnipotent. And the Creator of the universe is omniscient, which means he, she, I'll use the pronouns he, she, knows everything. Everything. Isn't that worthy of worshiping, praising, and loving, trying to love, trying to get to know better? Instead of the same old Father God. Yeah, well, Father God probably hears those prayers. And Mother God next to him also. And Jesus, some people pray to Jesus. That's fine if you want to. Jesus was born, and it's a long story, but I'll go again. I'll say it again. The baby that was born in Bethlehem was not the baby. Still of oblivion, that veil, that saran wrap kind of veil, being born into a world, into your mother's womb, spending 9 months in the womb, and then you're born. Even with all the training, the most sophisticated training that they had back then, the Nagas, the most spiritually advanced people back in that day and age, he couldn't have performed the miracles that he performed. It took another special person. And as you know, the Jesus who was born in Bethlehem disappeared at about age 12 and left the area, right? And went to China, Burma, and India, actually wound up in Japan, got married, had children, and died at the ripe old age of 97 years old. Check it out. It's in the internet. If you don't believe me, Honshu, I think, H-O-N-S-H-U, Honshu province in Japan. And he's buried there. There's a cemetery. There's a tomb for when, where he was buried. That is the truth, my friend. But about approximately 17 years later, 18 years later, enter Jesus, Brother Ariok from the planet Thiouba, who agreed to come to Earth in a human body made by the great Thiori there in Thiouba, kind of like in Avatar, where they slipped their spirits, for lack of a better way of describing it. You blue bodies, right? Everybody's about seen Avatar. Anybody out there not seen Avatar? If not, you need to watch the first two movies. Yes. So, yes, that spirit slipped into that human body that was made, dropped off under the cover of night near the Sea of Galilee, the River Jordan, around that area there. He knew he had to be baptized by John the Baptist. And that began his three-year ministry where he would be performing a whole lot of miracles, but it wasn't the same Jesus that was born in Bethlehem. It was an extraterrestrial. It's the only way he was able to perform those miracles. And why did he have to perform all those miracles? Because he had to break the people were stuck in the right. I'm not saying greater than Jesus. He's more evolved than I am. Both of them, probably. The baby and the one who died on the cross and came back to life, yes. Pretty soon, right? We're going to be celebrating that. And yes, it's true. How did they do that? Well, I'll tell you. After he was dead and brought down off the cross, he had no heartbeat, right? Clinically dead. Back in those days, they're probably able to determine a heartbeat, right? Determine the heartbeat. Put in the tomb. And, you know, with their technology, the ETs who have been in existence longer than the Milky Way galaxy was even created back then when it was first created. For hundreds of millions of years, they've been traveling around the universe. Some ETs, some maybe not so long. But these particular ones who have been given guardianship of our planet, they have been traveling around the universe for a long time. In fact, within the millions of stars in the Milky Way galaxy, they're one of the three most technologically advanced and spiritually advanced civilizations in the galaxy. And they have been given guardianship of our planet. And it was an individual from that planet, Thiouba, who volunteered to come to Earth to help the people of Earth at that time who were in dire need of assistance because of all the evil ways and things that were going on back then. So enter Jesus, born in Bethlehem. That's part of the plan. The angels that appeared were apparitions. These extraterrestrials, they're very capable in the ways of tricking people into believing, kind of like the Fatima, the Virgin Mary appearance at the Fatima, similar to that, where they can create an illusion, an hallucination. It's called a collective hallucination, where they can make people see things like angels. Angels appear, even though there are familiar ways. You were angels everywhere have been. The clouds, another heaven there. A lower heaven, if you will. It's all in my book, The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul, in the Amazon Kindle bookstore for free. 80 pages, chock-a-block full of spirituality that will help anybody to increase the light of their soul and lead this world in a more advanced state. And I've said this before in previous shows. The goal, my friends, your soul shines with light. You'll see it very obviously when you get to heaven, that all the other souls around you shine with a particular kind of light. Especially when you get to the throne room and you're in the presence of the Mother and Father God and Jesus. I'm not sure if either of them have reincarnated. I think the one who died on the cross, Brother Ariok, he is in heaven. The baby, I don't know his name, was born in Bethlehem. He might have reincarnated, but suffice it to say, on another planet, but suffice it to say that when we get to heaven, we'll notice very clearly that every soul shines with a particular intensity of light. And like I was saying, when you get to the throne room and you're around the Mother and Father God, and no doubt they are there, I can tell you that with 100% certainty, very busy with the affairs of running a planet and a solar system, right? That their light shines so brightly that unless they do some kind of modification to some encounter or communication that you have with them, you won't be able to withstand their light. It's so bright. Don't forget that, please. Light can be overpowering. It can wash over you with a glory and brilliance that I can compare it to, that I can compare it to a hurricane force wind. That light, I'm serious. It's so powerful that you'll have to prostrate yourself in front of their presence unless you are sufficiently developed and advanced in your soul and with your spiritual development to where you can withstand it and carry on a normal conversation. Otherwise, you'll have to back out, go out into the outer boundaries of heaven and eat the fruit and smell of the leaves and continue learning and developing yourself there as a spirit rather than here. That's why it behooves each and every person to develop themselves spiritually. That's really why you're here. For no other reason, not to raise children, not to make a lot of money. You're here to develop spiritually. That's the bottom line. That's the, well, that later on you will. Take it from me. Well, I'll just say that because this is my show and you're listening. I could debate that with anybody, really, but debates are better left for politicians, my friends. I've given that opportunity to you to call me and talk about anything you want to, but not today. And by the way, another thing I wanted to say, last week I was talking on the subject of abortion. That's the main difference, I think, between the Republicans and the Democrats. That's why, and I see it every day. It's right there in my face. I can see these people talking on the television news. CNN is obviously a Democratic channel. Fox News, more Republican. And I scratch my head and wonder why these people can't get along. And the major, major, main difference is because of the opinion on abortion. I wish sometimes that God would just scream it out, you know, what do you think about abortion, God? Creator of the universe, what do you think about abortion? First thought that came to my mind is a missed opportunity for the baby. The baby is born and in its mother's womb, right? Fertilized by the man, right? But the woman has to go through those 9 months. We are in a mother's womb for 9 months. Isn't that amazing that that happened? Did you or did you not spend 9 months in your mother's womb out there listening to me? Did you or did you not spend 9 months in your mother's womb? Don't you have any compassion for other babies that are ripped away from that opportunity? Yes, I know about things like rape and incest, but a very small, small percentage of the abortions that women have. And also the mother maybe being in danger of losing her life because of a pregnancy, another small percentage, less than 1% for all three. Did you get that? Still, I empathize and sympathize. I know it's a very difficult decision, and the mother has to live with it for the rest of her life. Just like in, I'll mention it again, heaven is for real, or heaven is real. Is it heaven is real? Heaven is for real. Either or, I would look it up right now, but I'm using my phone. The point is, get the point? That the young man who had the near-death experience, they saw his sister there come up and give him a hug, repeatedly hugging him, just telling him that she loved him so much, and she was about his age, maybe an appropriate age in heaven, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old, a little bit older. And she told him that she died in his mother's tummy. and his mother had a miscarriage, he found out later. And when he took that, I saw my other sister in heaven, and she said that she died in his mother's tummy. She said, how did you know that? I didn't tell you that. You're only 3 years old. Why would a mother tell a three-year-old that she had a miscarriage, right? And he said, because this little girl came up to me when I was in heaven and kept hugging me and saying that she died in my mother's, your mother's tummy. Well, as with miscarriages, same with abortion, my friends. I'm going to take a drink. The baby that's in the womb has a missed opportunity. They were coming to Earth. They were going to be a spirit, a human being walking around. And hold on just a minute, please.
Bye, hon. Okay.
My wife just came home. She's been out all day. She went to Zumba this morning. Anyway, so what I'm trying to do is unite, kind of bring people together. There can be a greater learning in regard to abortion and a greater coming together as not only Americans, but as a world in regard to abortion. And I understand that women haven't been treated equally, and that's really the important thing, is that women get the equality they deserve. But now it's more about them, their rights, than the baby's rights, and understandably so. When you're a minority, you know, and you're not treated equally, in some areas around the world, even today, they're treated very badly. And that needs to stop, because they're the mother of our children. The mothers of our children should be treated, worshipped for the what they have to go through. They're actually co-creators with God, right? When they bring a baby to full term, that is, of course. Do you know what I mean? But more than that, like I was saying, don't miss my point. My point is they are co-creators with God, and should be worshipped as such. Put it on a pedestal, and this should be a more female-dominated society. And I'm praying that it will become that way. And I'm helping it, I believe, with what I teach, what I've learned from other people, and what I continue to learn on my own. Feeling and more, a more female-dominated society. We need more female leadership. It would be good to have a woman president. Unfortunately, I guess it's not going to happen this time. But I've got a feeling that Mr. Trump is going to pick a female vice president. I don't know why. So that would be good. We're getting there, slowly but surely. We almost had it back in 2016 with Hillary. And it didn't work out. Maybe that was not God's will. And when I say God, as I've mentioned before, and you should know by now, there is the creator of the universe who created everything. And then there are co-creator gods of solar systems. And we are aspiring to be co-creator gods ourselves, going through the process of one life after another on different planets throughout the universe until then we can achieve a level of perfection where we have become a co-creator god, and with our soulmate, we can have a little patch of the universe out there in infinite space to create our own sun and our own planets, own spirit children, and contribute to the growth of the universe, which is the plan, creator of the universe. And we will be in spirit form at that time. Our mother and father God in heaven on the sun, at one time, were just like us, living on planet throughout the universe, going through that cycle of reincarnation, evolving their souls on that soul's journey, like we undertake in the lifetimes we live. Do you know that you have probably already lived many lives before in the past? You just can't remember them. Why? Because you were born and went through, as I mentioned earlier on, the river of oblivion, where your memories of past lives were erased so that you can, this environment is a very specific learning environment here on Earth. It's like a school in the universe, where we learn basic social values. A lot of people have come back. A lot of souls have come back to help. This is a very, very, very difficult learning environment, very difficult living environment. It's very hard. There has been and still is a lot of war going on. So there's a fight going on for peace and for equality and for freedom. Don't you know? It's been going on for years, thousands of years. And even today, there's still wars. People getting killed left and right. How many Palestinians have died in the recent past? 30,000 plus people. There's got to be a better way of doing things. We have to keep on learning, developing ourselves spiritually, and recognize when something doesn't pass the logic test, you know? Like the Bible. I mean, don't throw away the Bible because there's a few things in there. And maybe don't make sense. There's a lot of good to the Bible, especially a history of all the things that happened in the past, you know. And that divine intervention like never seen before. It happened. It was real. But some of that stuff, I won't go into all the details, but I will mention again, like in Genesis. The universe wasn't created in 7 days. Adam and Eve is a myth. And I've explained it before. I'll explain it again. A God, like the God that they talked about, only a father God, obviously, back then, who is omniscient, would know everything, right? Be able to look into and go back into the past to know everything. Would know that they would have disobeyed him, right? So why did he tempt them to disobey him? And then when they did disobey them, then he condemned them to a lifetime of suffering because of their disobedience. Any loving father wouldn't do that to their children. Even here on earth, parents don't do that to their children because they disobey them. They give them plenty of second chances. Enough said, changing the subject. How about a song? Maybe I've got my list of songs here. The songs that I know that I've learned, I used to go sing for the Wounded Warriors on Fort Sam Houston. That was one of the best times of my life. 6 years I did that, from October 13, just before COVID, and COVID stopped that. After that, well, we just pulled out of Afghanistan and Iraq, and there weren't that many military members coming in there at the Warrior Family Support Center in Fort Sam Houston, like there were back when I first started. And there were soldiers hobbling around, you know, some without legs, and, you know, from all the IEDs that they'd been involved with, you know, explosions. Other soldiers, ways, you know, that I didn't know about. But they were all there walking around, and I have my setup, you know, for Yoki equipment, and 6 years I did that. So some of the songs that I learned, like lunch, my mom would make me lunch, and I'd put on a John Denver record and listen to Rocky Mountain High or Sunshine on My Shoulders. Calypso, remember that song, Calypso? And also Annie's song, Back Home Again, Take Me Home, Country Roads. How about Back Home Again? That's a pretty cool song. We're going to take a drink, another drink of water. Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't nothing no country boy like me can't hack. It's early to bed, you know, early in the sack, early to rise. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a good sun's coming up, got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. How about this one? There's a storm across the valley. Clouds are rolling. On the way. Far away. Off his wheels just makes it colder. He's an hour away from riding on your prayers up in the sky. And 10 days on the road, I barely come. They're softly burning, supper's on the stove. But it's the light in your eyes that keeps him warm. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Hey, it's good to be back home again. There's all the news to tell him. How'd you spend your time? What's the latest thing the neighbors say? And your mother called last Friday. Sunshine made her cry. You felt the baby move just yesterday. Hey, be back home. Yes, it is. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Oh, the time I can lay this tired old body down. Feel your fingers feather soft upon me. The kisses that I live for, the love that lights my way, the happiness that living with you brings me. It's the sweetest thing I know of, just spending time with you. It's the little things that make a house a home. Like a fire softly burning, supper on the stove. But it's the light in your eyes that keeps me warm. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Oh, yes, it is. Along again. Back to heaven, you know, be back home, because that is our home, my friends. Earth is not our home. We are from another world, and I've got a good hunch that it's that world over there on fire in the sky, that fire in the sky that we ignore or don't really notice too often. Why is that? Because it's hard to see sometimes, you know, it's so bright. But more than that, it's the spirit world. That's where the spirit lives, because the spirit inside your body. Anybody disagree? They got a spirit in their body. You know, when you dream at night, your spirit comes out in dreams. You remember having dreams? Can you see in your dreams? Well, those are your spirit eyes that see in your dreams, because your physical eyes are closed. Hello? So here's another one. There's a group back in the 60s called the Young Rascals. And they had a song called How Can I Be Sure? I don't know if you've heard that before. It was back in the 60s, 67, I think. They were a pretty cool group. They had another song called It's a Beautiful Morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile. Just take some clean, fresh air, boy. Ain't no sense in staying inside if the weather's fine and you got the time. It just ain't no good if the sun shines. Well, you're still inside. Shouldn't hide. Still inside. Are you staying inside when you should be out enjoying the sunshine, my friends? Come on. Anyway, there's a song called How Can I Be Sure by them. Also, another one is Groovin'. Groovin' on a Sunday afternoon. Couldn't get away too soon. No. That's one, but I'm going to sing How Can I Be Sure. I'm going to take a drink of water. And it goes like this. How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you? Whenever I am away from you, I want to cry, 'cause you know I want to stay with you. How do I know? Maybe you're trying to use me. Flying too high can confuse me. Touch me, but don't bring me down. Whenever I'm away from you, my alibi is telling people I don't care for you. Maybe I'm just hanging around with my head upside down. It's a pity I can't seem to find someone who's as pretty and lovely as you. How can I be sure? I really, really, really want to know. I really, really, really want to know. Whoa, 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 whoa. How's the weather? Whether or not we're together we'll see things much better. I love you forever. You know where I can be found. How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure? I'll be sure with you. I heard a dog behind me. Hold on.
You want to come out? Come on, Shaquilla.
It's my one of the dogs, Shakira. She just came out to join me here. So that's a beautiful song about how can I be sure? The world is constantly changing itself. How do we know? The world is constantly changing, my friends, as we're zipping through the universe, going around our sun, and our sun going around the center of the Milky Way galaxy. Each day should be a new adventure. We're in a portion of space we've never been before. Now, if you were to use your imagination, use your envisioning capabilities here, think what the Apollo 8 astronauts and even all the other astronauts who walked on the moon, they looked back and they saw that blue cobalt world in the velvety blackness of outer space over in the distance, looking so fragile. But that world isn't stationary. It's moving. It's moving very quickly to the universe, held in its place by a power that we know very little of, my friends. We've only touched the tip of the iceberg. Suffice it to say, many thanks to the creator of the universe for that power, because when the creator of the universe initiated the Big Bang and the universe began forming itself one solar system after another and one galaxy after another, that power is still in existence and it is increasing. The whole universe is held into existence by the might of the creator's power. Now, tell me, is that a lot of power? Isn't that an amazing kind of power? That would, I mean, just one planet alone, to rotate a planet on its axis and to revolve it around its sun, isn't that an amazing power that we know very little about? And it happens like clockwork, with no glitches, no mistakes, no hiccups, perfect. And that quest to be perfect is also in us, my friends. We can't be perfect in our lifetimes as human beings, but we can strive for perfection. And we do. But sometimes, you know, there's reasons why. To try to prevent mistakes from happening again, and we should learn from our lessons, you know. You make a mistake once, hopefully you don't do it again. But if you make it a second or third time, you should always be trying not to make the mistake. And we're here to learn what is right and what is and help make the world a better place by doing so right. So I've got all these songs here. Let me show you. Tell you. By the Eagles. Anybody, any Eagles fans out there? Eagles are just awesome. Even today, you know, they're still touring, I think. I know. And I learned these songs from the Wounded Warriors mainly back then. And ever since I stopped going, I've learned some songs. But these songs are all dealing with love and nature and God and helping wounded warriors going through these issues that they go through, you know, maybe having marital problems or thinking about suicide, which is never a solution, you know. So there's one song I learned called Second Chance by a southern rock group called 38 Special, which is, you know, not a good name because obviously gun violence is such a problem here in America, but people do have the right to bear arms, you know, but just not assault weapons. Are we okay with that? You see what happened in Russia recently? More assault weapons. We need to ban the AR-15 and other assault weapons, okay? That is the intelligent thing to do. But will they? No, because they haven't reached that level of intelligence yet. They might not before they die, but let's get smarter about this, people, right? Ban the AR-15 like some other countries have done before in the past, and thereby, when they did that, reduced the number of active shooters and people that died as a result of those greatly. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense. Anybody want to keep assault weapons and let these people who are mentally have some bipolar or whatever the situation, and they might have been, you never know. You know, when mothers, and I don't want to rag on mothers, so to speak, you know, but they're like, I think of the movie Happy Feet, the baby, the egg popped out from underneath the father's feathers when he was trying to keep it warm, was exposed to the cold for a few seconds. But even those few seconds resulted in him being different than the other penguins, you know. It's that way. We're in the, when we are in our mother's womb, we might not develop fully as a fetus during fetal development. If our mothers smoke or take drugs or don't eat sufficient and proper amounts of nutrition, then the baby suffers as a result. Now, I suppose there's no real perfect way of doing it, but obviously some babies are not born in the same way others are, undernourished, maybe crack babies, you've heard of them. When the mothers smoke during pregnancy, that affects the baby. And I think it happened to me too. My mother smoked, I think, when she was pregnant with me. I'm not sure how many, but she probably thought it was okay to have maybe a couple, three, 4 days. She smoked a lot more later. So what can one do but just keep on trying to survive, you know, and live as long as you can? Besides, all this is predetermined, you know. Before we're born into this world, we review our lives. We know everything that's going to happen. We know what our bodies are going to look like. We're going to know what our friends and family are going to look like. I should say, maybe that's the wrong order, what our family and friends are going to look like. We know what any accidents that we're going to have during our life. Everything. We review it in the Book of Life. And our goal, my friends, is to stay as close to that mission. It is our mission given to us by either the mother or father, or both of them. And we graduate with honors. In other words, to stay as close to that mission as possible. And if we're able to do that, then we graduate with honors, so to speak, from this existence. It's a school. It really is. Planet Earth is a school. And it behooves each and every one of us to understand that and embrace it and accept each day as a day of learning. The learning never stops. You see some people, they tell you, oh, this is the way it is. No, let's have an open communication here. Let's share ideas and share thoughts. Don't go quoting the Bible to me and show me how much you know about what's in the Bible and try to impress upon me, or any other book, you know, the Quran or any Buddhist book or Hindu book, excuse me. What is more important is you as a role model, worthy of emulation, showing people how kindness and loving you are. That is more important than what you know. But I understand people where they're at, you know. And most of us, I think, here on Earth, have had a few past lives under our belts. We just can't remember them. Like I said, when we cross over the river of oblivion into this world, when we're put into our mother's wombs, our souls go in there. Did you know that a soul can look through the mother's eyes when they're in the mother? So going back to what I was saying before, it behooves each and every mother to do her very best. Think about the baby growing in her womb. That baby needs optimal nutrition and to be taken care of, just like you want to be taken care of yourself. You know, some people, they treat themselves badly because they don't love themselves, and that's really a shame. It's a sin that you should love yourself, and people don't. Some people don't love themselves, and it's too bad. It really is. I try to rationalize it, and I think other people do. I'm going to take a drink. My friends, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We have hearts that are beating independently of our wills. It is awesome. We have a brain and a central nervous system that works almost perfect. I'm going to step back a little bit. The sun's shining in my face now. And there's a short little window there before it will fall underneath the top of the trees behind my backyard. But in the meantime, I'm going to pull my carpet back. Hold on. Bear with me a few seconds here. A few seconds. Okay, that's a little bit better. All right. How am I doing on time? Oh, my God. It's almost time to stop. Well, I sang two songs. I wanted to sing more. How about a Beatles song? I know, so with the Eagles, I know Desperado, Hotel California, Lion Eyes, Tequila Sunrise, Take It to the Limit, Take It Easy, Beautiful, Peaceful, Easy Feeling, Seven Bridges Road, Best of My Love, the Beatles, I know, Hey Jude, Let It Be, Do You Want to Know Secret, and I Loved Her, Yesterday, I Feel Fine, If I Fell, I Should Have Known Better, Can't Buy Me Love, Please Please Me, Love Me Do, I Want to Hold Your Hand, All You Need Is Love, and I haven't sang that for a while, though, Magical Mystery Tour. Roll up for the mystery tour. That's an invitation. So make a reservation. Satisfaction guaranteed. Got everything you need. The magical mystery tour is waiting to take you away. Waiting to take you away. The magical mystery tour is hoping to take you away. Hoping to take you away. Take you today. What would be the magical mystery tour? What do you think they were talking about? I think they were talking about when you die, you know, that magical mystery. It'll be this totally mind-blowing, for lack of a better way of putting it, my friends. And we all will die one day, right? Could be tomorrow. Could be 10 years from now, 20 years, 30 years. I'm 70, so I've got more years behind me than I have in front of me. And I think I've lived, I am so grateful to be alive today. Every day is a gift, you know, it's a blessing. And it should be for everybody because life is very precious. You know, there's people dying all the time. It's like in that song, We Are the World, you know, back in the 80s, they did Michael Jackson, Bruce Springsteen, who else? All the famous celebrity singers, you know, they did that world, Stevie Wonder. There are people dying, you know, and people have been dying every day for the last thousands of years, 40,000 people a day, and about that many are born also each day. So suffice it to say, there's a lot of people dying in the world today, and we are just like them, you know. They are just like us. And I'm not trying to be morbid. I'm just, you know, it's a learning. We're still learning. It's a slow process of realizing this. And it's not something you should be afraid of or worry about. Enjoy the ride, but just be smarter about it, you know. Keep yourself alive. That song by Queen is very relevant too. Keep yourself alive. Keep yourself alive. Don't do anything silly. You know, don't drink too much alcohol. Don't smoke cigarettes. You know, don't take any smoke in your lungs. It's not good for your lungs. It's not meant to have smoke in your lungs. Don't drive fast in your car. Don't drive fast on your motorcycle. Don't play around with guns. You know, there's a thousand and one things that you need to be more, a person could be more careful about, you know, so as to ensure the longevity, if you know what I mean. Don't take a drink. So as you wind down here, I've only got about a minute or so. Let's worship the creator of the universe. You need to, if you haven't seen it before, this YouTube video from a woman named Donna Rebadow, R-E-B-A-D-O-W. She had a near-death experience. She drowned. Yes, she was underneath the water, her lungs filled with water. Okay, you still don't believe that it happened? It did. Check it out. She had an encounter with the creator of the universe. Creator of the universe is electrical. It is an electrical being, a huge, huge, like the Aurora Borealis kind of power and an intelligence in there that can speak and communicate with you. Please, here's a little prayer to the creator. Creator of the universe, you are awesome. We love you. We praise you. We want to worship you forever because you're worthy. You created everything. I love you. You love us. Thank you. Please bless us all, everybody. Help there to be peace around the world. You can do it, please, if that could be your will. Thank you for everything. Bye, everybody.